USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Former White House advisor on Russia testifying today in the Ukraine scandal. A Republican congressman who wanted to sit in was told to leave since he's not on any of the three committees leading the impeachment investigation. Three other depositions scheduled this week. New Orleans city officials say at least two people are dead, one person still missing after the collapse of a Hard Rock hotel that was under construction. Officials giving an update this morning.
This continues to be a rescue mission at this time. It will then move very swiftly into an investigative mode.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell said one person remains in the hospital, but they're in stable condition. The fire chief, Tim McConnell, says crews are searching the building with canine units and engineers working to stabilize the building. Officials say their primary goal is to search for the missing person, but it's still a very dangerous situation as the building is heavily damaged. Supreme Court's going to hear oral arguments Wednesday in a case involving Washington, D.C. area sniper Lee Boyd Malvo. He was 17 at the time of the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The attorney for the family of a woman shot to death by Fort Worth police inside her home wants a federal investigation into the department.
This department and their officers violated not only the rights of Tay Jefferson and her family, but they just made common sense mistakes.
Lee Merritt told reporters officers passed several open doors and without announcing themselves on Saturday when they arrived at Titania Jefferson's home. Merritt accused Fort Worth police of creating a deadly situation once the unidentified officer fired and prosecuted. Police went into Jefferson's home after a neighbor called for a welfare check. She was shot through a window as she was playing a video game with her nephew. The talks continue to end the strike by the United Auto Workers Union against General Motors as the work stoppage now 29 days old. Negotiators worked over the weekend but reportedly have major issues still unsolved. Member Simon Dandu says he's hoping for a settlement soon.
I'm hoping, they resolve the problem because either way you look now, everybody's losing.
GM's lost more than $1 billion in sales. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Turkey says it'll continue fighting against Kurdish forces despite the Syrian government sending troops to help. The President Erdogan said the battle will continue until ultimate victory is achieved, says they will not pay attention to threats and they're determined to finish the job they started. Syrian and Russian troops are heading to the border to help the Kurds repel advancing Turkish forces. Meantime, about 1,000 U.S. troops are leaving the area as safely and quickly as possible per the President's orders. Joker did well again at the box office. USA Radio's Wendy Kang with the top five movies at the box office over the weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number two with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number three with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number four with $6 million. And dropping down to number five, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey with $4.9 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Lay's unveiling its new chip flavor this fall. It's grilled cheese and tomato soup in chip form. It follows other flavors such as fried green tomatoes and crispy taco. And the IRS extension deadline to file and pay taxes is tomorrow. People that didn't file by then will be hit with a fine of 5% a month on the unpaid taxes. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.